This is 2 seconds away, and this is commentary track for Fall,
which is awesome. I think this is my favorite song that we've done so far.
I think it's mine too. They're so different. Our songs are so different.
Mm-hmm. Today we were working on a press page to send out to like radio stations, and it's kind of hard to know which songs to push because they're all so different.
Yep. And we like them for different reasons, you know. Like one song because it's a looping song and it's fun to do live, or like one song because it'd be a good movie song maybe, or
right.
I can go from believing that you have my heart.
And the instrumentation for this song is, it starts off with, do you use any acoustic in the first part? Or?
Mm-hmm.
So we'd play the acoustic chords and then some keyboard also, and then we reversed it, and that makes those cool
swells.
Yeah. And Patrick did the bells, which are very cool. Gives it that indie feel kind of. Oh, and what about the bass?
Oh, that was cool.
We can't hear with these little earbuds, but
yeah. If you've got a good set of headphones, you can hear the low-end bass in the song, but what I did is I unplugged my acoustic guitar and took that quarter-inch cable, and if you touch the end of that cable, it makes this sound, and so I just, like, tapped it three or four, I think five times. You can't see what I'm doing with my finger. I like that part too, yeah. I just took one of those swells and cut it up so that it kind of had this, I don't know, beat repeat kind of thing, and then panned it left and right.
And then we've got the Postal Service-ish loop thing going.
Yeah, and Tim did all that.
Mm-hmm. Ableton Live, thank you very much.
I'm not a big fan of the that I did there. Do you ever hear that?
Mm-hmm.
That sets me apart. I don't know, even when I did it, I was like, what am I doing? But
I've never noticed, but I have that kind of stuff too. If I listen to songs that I sing on, it's like my enunciation is what really irritates me.
Also on that vocal part, I recorded it and then I copied it onto another track and did a whole like pan thing where it went from center to left and then back to center. It's subtle, but it kind of helps it sound like it's, I don't know, moving.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's what's great about, like, this song. It's got a good, like, it feels like it's moving good, but it's also real smooth. Cause you got the little percussive loop thing that's kind of keeping it a little bit driving.
Mm-hmm. This one will be fun to do live, mm-hmm. I think. Yeah, because like you said, I mean, we're looping a lot of stuff, but we're adding a lot of stuff as it goes, so it doesn't just feel like this song that never ends kind of thing.
It feels more purposeful. It's not just looping for looping's sake kind of thing.
Yeah. So we're hoping this song makes it on Grey's Anatomy.
Yep.
if anybody knows anybody over there at Grey's Anatomy or people that pick music for them,
please
tell them about us. thanks for listening.
Yep.
Not you.